Welcome back, Whoa, Whoa, Land. As you know, the deadline to come up with a debt ceiling deal is looming. June 1st, we are told, is the deadline. To see how things are really going when it comes to negotiations, we're checking in with Congressman Jim Banks. Hey there, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yep, glad you're here. Word is on the street right now that one of the big sticking issues between Democrats and Republicans is work requirements for welfare programs. Congressman, are you able to explain to me why it is that Democrats are not in favor of these work requirements?
I'm sorry, Kayla. I can't explain that. I mean, this is common sense. Work requirements for those who are eligible to receive welfare seems like common sense to me. If you can go to work, if you're able-bodied, you can get out of bed in the morning, you can physically go to work, then you should do that before you qualify for welfare. So that's a key component of one of the Republicans' demands, something that we included in our bill that we passed a few weeks ago. And Democrats are against it. I can't explain it because I don't get it.
Yeah.
And the vast majority, I think, of the American people, they support this too. If you can work, go to work. If you can't work, and then you're eligible for some of these programs for people who need it to get by, then that's one thing. So that's part of it. Then the overall spending trajectory is the other part of it. Democrats don't want to cut spending. They just want to freeze it where it is at this point today. At least that's where they are the last couple of days. Republicans recognize that with the $32 trillion national debt, we have to cut spending.
Mm-hmm.
So our bill that we passed a few weeks ago would have cut $5 trillion in spending in exchange for raising the debt limit $1.5 trillion. That's a good first step. But there's, Kayla, there's a lot more that we have to do after that. I mean, since Joe Biden has become president, he's increased spending over a 10-year trajectory by $10 trillion. So we have to stop the madness. A poll came out that CNN published last night that said 60% of the American people agree that in exchange for raising the debt limit, we should be cutting spending, and that's what Republicans are determined to do.
What would you say to someone listening right now or to the people who say, well, you raised the debt limit during Trump? What would you say to them?
Well, it was raised a few times. Kayla, I voted against it, I think, all mm-hmm. but one time, and it was in exchange for a similar type of deal, I think, in my first term in Congress that would have increased defense spending and was a different type of spending deal than what you're seeing today. So, and what I would say to that as well, again, since Joe Biden took office, he's pushed through the $2 trillion so-called American Rescue Plan, the $1.5 trillion Inflation Reduction Act, $1.5 trillion in executive actions that he's taken. Those are all outside of the regular annual appropriations. So
yeah,
we've never had a president in the White House who spent money like this president, and these Democrats have spent money the last couple of years. We have to fix the trajectory. And I do agree, Republicans historically share some of the blame, but most of the blame right now goes to Joe Biden and these Democrats. And we can't keep giving this president a blank check by just blindly raising the debt limit like he's asking for without any spending reforms, or we're going to accelerate this country going over a fiscal cliff.
Congressman, should we, the people, be confident that a deal is going to be reached?
Well, I don't know what that's going to look like, Kayla. I mean, it would be disastrous, obviously, for the country to go into default. Now, that being said, I don't believe anything that this administration says. So when Secretary Yellen says,
yeah,
the Treasury Secretary says the X date is June 1st, but she's never had to prove where she comes up with that date. There's never been she's never come before a committee or before the American people to explain where that comes from. I don't believe her. I'm sure that X date is out there somewhere in a window of over the summer or into the fall. But I'm not, on one hand, I don't buy that. On the other hand, it would be disastrous for this country if a deal isn't reached. And Republicans are the only ones. Republicans are the only ones at Capitol Hill who are fighting to get a deal done and have passed something to raise the debt limit in exchange for spending cuts. Now it's time for the president and the Democrats to come to the table and negotiate, too.
Well, as we know, negotiations are ongoing. In other news, really quick, while I have you, I'd be curious. I mean, I'm sure you know that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plans to announce his run for president later on tonight via Twitter. What do you think about him entering the race? Do you foresee him being able to give Trump a run for his money?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'll be transparent here. I endorse President Trump. Mm-hmm. I support President Trump. I thought he was a great president, a strong president. I believe he's going to be a strong president. Again, that being said, I'm a big fan of Governor DeSantis. I think he's the toughest governor in America. So I think he has a lot to offer. We'll see how this race plays out. I mean, I support President Trump, but there are a lot of other good people in the race, and DeSantis would be my second pick on the list. So we'll see how it plays out. I'm excited about it. We're in that presidential campaign window. Mm-hmm. The rest of this year, we'll see the primary heating up and debates, and you'll see the candidates getting out and campaigning more. I'm excited about that because at the end of the day, Kayla, I can't wait for Joe Biden to be removed from the White House and replaced with a strong president who's going to make America strong again. And I believe Donald Trump is the one to do that, but we'll see how this primary plays out.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a sweet, sweet day when that happens. Congressman, as always, thanks for joining us. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. That's Congressman Jim Banks joining us live here on Whoa, Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.